We teach what we know, but we produce who we are. I'm going to say that one more time. We teach what we know, but we produce who we are. I loved this quote I heard from John Maxwell, the great John Maxwell. He has been such a, oh my gosh, sometimes an oxygen mask for me as I was growing and building my businesses almost now 10 years ago. And I've just continued to listen and read his books. And he's an incredible speaker. If you are looking for someone to teach you about leadership, he is the guy. But this quote, it hit me. And it hit me in a place where in July, and I kind of want to share about, my month of July, my husband and I decided, summers suck in Tennessee, so let's go to Orange County and let's be in 75 degree weather, no humidity, and be by the beach, and we can work from home, so let's do it. So we went ahead and did that, and some cool things that came about it, there's a lot of cool things actually that came about it, but one in particular for me that I wasn't looking forward to, and it was hard, but it was so rewarding, and I'm seeing the fruit of, I didn't teach what I know, I am producing who I am. And I didn't realize how strong of a line and quote that is until I actually started to live it and see it in my own personal life. And then really trying to really emphasize that to my clients of, you can all day, every day, teachers do it. You can teach what you've learned. Anybody can do that. You learn something new, you go and teach it. But if you're not actually living it, you're not going to produce it. Because people are going to look at your life and it's kind of like the person that teaches you finance. You're like, well, first of all, before you begin to start to teach me about finance, how are your finances, right? Personal trainer, super overweight. I'm going to teach you about lifting weights. You're fat, so I'm not going to be listening to you. You go to a hairstylist. I'm going to teach you what I've learned about doing hair. Your hair sucks, right? So it's, you can all day until you're blue in the face, teach me what you've learned, but I'm going to look at the fruit of your life. I'm going to look what you're producing in your life and the thing that you're trying to teach me. Because if you're not actually living it out, I don't want to learn from you. And this is something that I'm huge on. My husband and I are so huge on this because I don't want to teach my kids to eat healthy. I need to live it. If I want them to have godly characteristics, I need to live it. If I want them to establish healthy habits, then I'm not going to take them to fast food. I'm not going to feed them shit food. I'm not going to do that for them, and I'm not going to do it for me because I'm going to produce who I am. I'm not going to teach them what I know. I'm going to produce who I am. That is so powerful. And in the month of July, I spent a lot of time with my kids. Probably the most time I've spent since COVID with my children. And it was very hard and it was very challenging because they're not angels. And they're active. They're active little boys. They're 9 and 11 years old and they are active. And so what I decided to do is I told my husband, I said, I'm going to take these 31 days of July and I'm going to first take time for myself because I gotta fill my cup first before I can pour into them. So I got up every morning, my husband and I, we would do our devotions together, just time with God and reflect and pray and all that. And that was one of my favorite things in the morning because we had like this beautiful ocean view and we would just kind of, just talk about our day and our life and dream together. And that actually produced something really cool, but that's another podcast for another day about what my husband's about ready to step into. And I'm super excited to share that. But after that, I would have a agenda for the boys in the morning so I could go work out. And I would teach them what I wanted them to do because I was producing it, because I was living it. So I had them every morning, I would have them read, I would write out a scripture verse that I want, or a Bible chapter I wanted them to look at. I read Proverbs every day. So I had them read a Proverbs and then I had them study, something in the Bible, like a Job or a Ruth or whatever. And I would write it out and then I would say, I want you to write down three things of wisdom that God is speaking to you directly that you got from these scriptures. Next, I want you to write down 50 things that you're thankful for. And then I would say, you're doing this because I'm doing it. So I didn't say like, this is a great thing to do. I'm like, you're doing it because I do it and dad does it. This is what we do. And I would tell them, if you want to have the life that dad and I have and have the blessed life that you live, you'll do these habits. And then next I would go to the gym and I would come back from the gym and then we would have lunch together as a family and then we would go about our day. So in the middle of July, so my boys got to hear a lot of compliments that I would get, just from being fit. You know, most women are not unfortunately fit, which I hope someday will change, but unfortunately it is America and 50% of them are overweight. So people would be complimenting me and my kids would be like, whoa, mom, this is awesome. Like you get so many compliments. Like, and I said, isn't that kind of sad that like I get compliments because I'm so unnormal, right? Like, isn't that sad? So my youngest, Gavin, he loves mommy muscles. Like he loves it. And he wants a wife that's got muscles. And so when we were walking, we were talking about the things that we were thankful for, what we had wrote down that day. And I was telling my boys about habits. And I said, you know, habits are an interesting thing. And I was telling them, I said, you know, people will look at me and go, oh, wow, you know, she has muscles. She must, you know, and they'll put in their mind what I do on a daily basis to get what I have. They would more than likely be false because people spin a story in their head of what they feel that keeps them from having their greatest life. And they'll lie to themselves until they are blue in the face to keep themselves protected of why they cannot have what they truly want to have. But they've spun a story so hardcore in their mind to be like, I can't have that. So here's the problem, especially if you got kids. You're teaching your kids what you know. So you're teaching them things that you've learned maybe or that you want them to produce. But the unfortunate thing is they're going to become what you are. Because you can teach what you know, but you produce who you are. So when I was talking to my youngest, I was talking about habits. And I said, something that really like changed my life was your dad. I said, when we got married, I was very young. My husband and I just celebrated our 19th wedding anniversary on July 31st, which was epic. We've been married for 19 years and I just freaking love my husband. He's amazing. And I was telling them, I said, you know, when we first got married, I was really young and I didn't really have any. I mean, I had habits. They weren't healthy. They weren't good. But I watched your dad. He had these amazing habits. He would get up in the morning. He would do his devotions. He would do journaling and reflecting. And then he would go hit the gym. He'd come back. He'd have a protein shake and he'd go to work. And I was like, wow, these are amazing habits. And so I just kind of was like, I'm going to go to the gym. And then I went to the gym and I saw guys working out with weights. And I'm like, that looks way more fun than these women that are on the treadmills. And so I hired a trainer, teach me how to lift weights. And so at 21 years old, I was learning how to lift weights and I fell in love and I was obsessed and that changed my life. And I said, but these were compound. It's a compound thing. I said, I learned and then I applied what I learned and I've produced. And I said, boys, and I told Gavin, my oldest that was walking with us, I said, I have produced what I've learned. And you have to take those habits and apply them so that you can produce what you've learned. I said, it's one thing to learn something. It's a whole nother thing to apply it. And I said, there's a lot of people with a lot of knowledge. They're watching the news or they're looking at, you know, social media or they're going to their friends or they've hired that nutritionist. They've hired that personal trainer. They know what to do. They're just not doing it. And so therefore they're not producing the results that they want because they're not applying what they've learned. And so I told my boys, I said, so who I am today, people would think, oh, she probably just sits and eats kale. She probably works out 6 hours a day. She probably does hours of cardio. She probably doesn't eat any, you know, chocolate, you know. And here I am eating chocolate pudding for breakfast, like literally every morning. So they've spun a story, right, to keep them from producing what they're truly capable of producing. So I told my youngest and my oldest as we were walking, I said, your habits are so important. I said, it's the little things that you do every day that are a compound result that produce who you are. So we began to talk about habits. I said, Every morning you guys see, I have you guys doing your devotions, right? You spend time with God. You get on your knees and you're like, my life is centered on the foundation of God. Like, how can I bless people? How can I love people? I cannot do that without God, because God is love and God loves people, and I'm going to need his help because I can't love all people. Trust me, it is hard. There are some people that are very, very difficult. And I said, so you got to center that every day. Like, God, fill up my cup so I can overflow in you. I need to be able to fill my cup in you first, so that as I go about my day and I feel a little bit empty, I got you in my cup. I told my boys, and I said, if you fix your mind on gratitude, it's real easy to start fixing your mind on things you don't have. But if you fix your mind on things that you're grateful for all throughout the day, you're going to be like, how come I'm finding things I'm thankful for all the time? And my youngest said, I do that all the time now. I do. I'm like, oh, I love the ocean. I love the sun. And I'm like, exactly, because you've fixed your mind to see the things that you're thankful for. I said, and then mom goes to the gym, and they can't wait to go to the gym. And I said, and I work on my physical health, because now I build up myself spiritually. Now I got to take care of myself physically. And then throughout the day, I'm feeding myself food that is good for and nourishing for me, because I value myself. And I said, and these are results. These are things I've learned. Now these are things I'm producing. So now this is who I am. And now this is why I can share it with you. And I want to end this with this. And I'm going to give you some things that practically, as I try to always do, how you can apply this. Because sometimes it can be overwhelming of like, I want to do all those things, but how do I start? So I want to leave you with this kind of, because this hit me. My youngest, he's like, Mom, in all of this time that we have had with you, and just like, it's been so fun. He's like, this has been so fun. He's like, one of your favorite words is mindset. I said, yeah, one of my favorite words is mindset, because it is all about the mindset. And then my son just dropped this like nugget of bomb of like, wow. And he's like, I want a wife just like you. He's like, I want a wife just like you. I was like, buddy, I love that. He's like, yeah, because he's like, I look around, Mom, and I'm like, nope. He's 9, by the way. And I'm like, that is amazing. And I thought to myself, he's not saying he wants a wife like me from the things that I've taught. He wants a wife like me because of who I am. He wants a wife like me because of who I am. So I want you to take a real good look at yourself, like a real good look, and stop freaking lying. Like, stop the lying. Stop telling yourself why you cannot, and start telling yourself why you can. Because you're lying to yourself. You're telling yourself a story that's keeping you where you're at. And if you look in the mirror and you don't love you that's looking back at you, you need to change it. Only you can do that. So if you have all this knowledge in your head, but you're not producing any of it, you need to take a real good look at yourself, because you're producing who you are. You're producing it in your friends that you cultivated. You're producing it in the kids that you have. You're producing it in the marriage that you got, in the business, in every single area of your life. You need to own it. And here's why. If you're giving away that power, that means that your amount of success and your amount of failure is on somebody else's terms. That sucks. That sucks for you. Because that means that you've given away all of your power and all of your control to who else in the universe. You need to own your shit. You need to. And I'm talking firm now. Like, I'm talking to you as if I'm talking to my own kids. I'm like, wake the hell up. Like, if you're not liking your life, you're not a tree. Freaking move. And start producing who you want to be and who you want your kids to be, what you want your marriage to be. You have what you tolerate. You have what you tolerate. So if you have a bunch of knowledge and you're just like, oh yeah, I've learned this and I've learned this, great. What are you producing? What are your habits? Show me your habits, I'll show you your life. Show me your habits, I'll show you your life. Show me your morning routine and I will show you your life. Show me how you think. Show me how you have your habits on a daily basis. And I'll show you the end of your life. You have to look in the mirror and take a really good look. And I'm not just talking about the reflection looking back at you, like in the mirror, like in the bathroom. I'm talking about like your life, like your heart, your mind. If you don't like what's reflecting back at you, you need to change it. And here's how you do it. One habit at a time. Okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to start writing down 5 things I'm thankful for. I write down 50, start with 5. Get up in the morning and just be like, God, you're in control of my life. I release it to you. I'd love for you to get in the word. I'd love for you to, but let's just start with 5 things I'm thankful for. Put the journal next to your bed, write down 5 things you're thankful for and be like, God, I surrender. My life is yours. Fill me up with you. And then get up. Start getting rid of the crap in your house. Just don't buy it. Make it real easy. Don't buy it. Then I get this question. I get this question all the time from my clients. Well, what do you do about your kids? Because, you know, they want the snacks, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. So I'm their mom. They're not the parent. I'm their mom. My responsibility is to give them healthy habits. They have carrots and hummus. They love it. They don't need the junky protein bars with the full of sugar and all that. Like, why would I feed that to my kids if I'm not going to feed that to myself? Why would I feed them food I know is not helping them grow and develop and strengthen their bodies? Why would I do that to my kids? I love my kids. Why would I do that? So they're eating healthy food. Oatmeal and honey is amazing. They love Greek yogurt and berries on top with a little bit of honey and a little bit of grape nuts on top. That's their favorite snack. Like, what drives me crazy is when people, like their immediate thing is an excuse. Well, what about my kids? What about it? Well, my husband, well, this. Okay, this is your life, by the way. Not theirs. This is yours. And those kids are under your, like God has given them to you for you to raise them the way that he is calling them to raise them. I'm pretty sure he's not wanting you to feed them a bunch of Oreos. Pretty sure. Just pretty sure. Bunch of manufactured shit that you're going to put in your kids' bodies on a daily basis? Don't think so. Every once in a while, do my kids get special treats? Of course. Of course. On a daily basis, my job is to teach them healthy habits. That's your job as a parent, is to produce the kind of person that you want your kids to be. Period. Period. So if you don't like who you're becoming and you look at your kids and I'm like, you're like, oh, but they're like overweight. My kids are always out of control. You're probably feeding them a lot of sugar. You're probably feeding them a lot of processed foods. Maybe stop doing that. So you have to produce who you want to be. Stop teaching what you know. Stop teaching what you know. Produce who you are. Start taking simple steps into producing the kind of person that you want to be and watch your life change. It's about the compound results. It's about the habits. So you're going to stop and you're going to start. You're going to stop just gaining a bunch of knowledge and you're going to start producing the things that you know.